Angel Ray,
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri.
Dario and Chris.
Deep in the heart of Rochester, New York, hungers a duo wielding jokes armed with forks. Nothing but the finest cuisine in the Empire State. Napkins down, pinkies out, enjoy a garbage plate. You've heard the others, now here's the best. A grade A cut above the rest. The funniest foodie friends you will ever find. But don't get it twisted. Their taste is refined.
Hey there, coffee lovers. Do you want to make your morning cup of Joe something special? Let's talk about Joe Bean Coffee, a gem right here in Rochester. I'm Chris Lindstrom, host of the Food About Town podcast and co-founder of Lunchador. I've been a longtime fan of Joe Bean. Kathy, Dina, and the whole team are passionate about their coffee and this city, and it comes through in every cup of Joe Bean Coffee that I brew at home. Joe Bean has been a part of Rochester for years, over a decade, building lasting community and a sense of belonging for everyone who loves coffee. Next time you need beans, head over to Joe Bean's Roastery at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester or shop online at joebeanroasters.com. Even better, subscribe to Joe Bean's Perpetual Joy and you'll receive freshly roasted beans on your schedule and never be without your favorite coffee. Joe Bean is more than just coffee. It's a community, a commitment, and a cup full of care.
Hey friends, Dario here. Hope everyone is well, not getting too caught up in eclipse fever, or maybe you're listening after, and we're all different people now. Either way, I just wanted to give a quick update. My wife and I welcomed our first child into the world March 15th, and everyone is great. I just wanted to really thank everyone for the outpouring of love and support. You know, I really appreciate this community. Getting to the episode, Chris and I got a chance to visit Donut Shoe, which is a purveyor of Asian street food and sweets located at 1900 Empire Boulevard in Baytown Plaza. We tried a number of menu items, including the new Korean fried chicken, and had a great talk with owner and New York master franchisor Michael Blair, who grew up in the area and has plans to open a number of Donut Shoe locations. This felt like an old school episode where we got to experience the food and have a conversation at the same time, which is always super fun. Check out our social media for images and video of the location and go visit them for yourself. Enjoy the episode.
We got desserts coming too.
But sometimes, you know.
Oh man. Desserts.
We got desserts. Yeah. Yes. You guys have to try the crawfish before you leave. So.
Yes.
This is really good because the spice doesn't hit you until a little bit after.
Ooh, the delayed heat.
Yeah, it's a delay. Yeah. Yes. It's a little bit sweet at the beginning.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Then it sneaks up on you. We're recording. We're over in Donut Shoe in Baytown Plaza. Chris and I. What's up, Chris?
What's going on? I'm literally chewing right now.
Yes, you are chewing.
Hope you're picking that up.
Yeah, get some ASMR type of stuff. You know, you guys are freaks out there. But so we got invited over here to try some of the new menu items. So right now, currently, what Chris is eating is some Korean fried chicken, the wings, we got some nuggets. Obviously, check out social media for all the photos and videos and everything, so you can see that. But we're here with Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. Thank you for inviting us. Thank you for having us.
No, thanks.
Thanks
thank
for the food.
For
yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Tell us about Donut Shoe.
Yeah, so we are we're a franchise model business, and we specialize in a lot of Asian twist on. On a lot of the things that we love here in the, you know, here in the U.S. So, for example, fried chicken, donuts, you know, tea and hot dogs and corn dogs. But you know, we usually like to throw like a twist into it. So, Korean fried chicken. It's a different type of breading. The sauce makes it a little bit special. The one that Chris is currently enjoying is Korean hot sauce. So, and we offer a lot of more of a Asian pastry, dessert items and stuff. Mochi donuts, Korean corn dogs, croffles, which is a combination of a croissant-based pastry that's made with a waffle iron.
Yeah, and I know you said those are popular, right?
It is very popular. We do love a good combo, right?
Yes,
and I want to say, I haven't seen anything of that sort here in Rochester yet, so we're excited to be the first location that's you know, that offers something like that.
Yes.
But it's I think it's a combination of the hot pastry with the cold cream on top with the fresh fruits. That's what really makes it a little bit, you know, more tasty for the customer.
It's like a kind of, it's like an umami type of thing going on, right? Where you
100%.
Get like those sensations.
100%.
Sweet, salty, you know, some of them, you got some savory ones as
well.
We
do, yeah.
And then like those textures, man. I think, honestly, I think most of this food that is on the menu here, that like the textures and obviously how they look, yeah, they're very beautiful, and like it's just kind of an all-out experience.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's the, like you said, the experience is a little more, it's not just about the food itself now. I think the overall presentation, the environment, you know, the core of the place, and just how everything's put together, it's I think it has a lot to do with it.
I think that people are starting to appreciate going out, not as just like getting that factory food, but like actually enjoying the experience. There's no way I can make a mochi not at home.
A lot of
fast food places, you can actually make the stuff at home.
Sure.
But like, this is like truly a different experience. I wouldn't even try.
Of course. So.
Right.
Some of, you know, unfortunately we don't have it today, but we have another item called a tanghulu. So it's a very traditional Chinese snack.
Okay.
And it's essentially, it's a, it's one of the easiest things to make. Essentially what it is fruits on a skewer, and it's coated in a rock sugar while it's liquefied. So you have to burn it.
Yeah.
When the sugar dissolves, you roll the fruit in it. And it hardens, so you have this really crunchy outer shell. And it's not sticky or anything. So that's one of the things, like, if blown up on TikTok for whatever reason, and kids will come in and ask us about it, and luckily we have the recipe for it. But one of the things, like you guys said, it's one of the things, like, oh, this thing is so easy, I can make this at home. But 9 out of 10 times, you can't get it right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, some of the things are difficult even for you to make.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, even we... You guys have no idea how much time we messed up on those. We had to throw it away. The chicken and stuff. But.
Yeah, I mean, with everything, I think, you know, there's a testing period. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta have some R&D going, and
right.
I mean, that's what we're here for too.
Yeah.
I always tell everybody. Any businesses in Rochester, please, I'm close to the microphone so you hear this. We're R&D, okay?
Yeah.
Hit us up and be like, hey, we don't know if this is ready. Let us know. We'll be there in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you do the D, we do the R.
Wait, okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yes, definitely.
But yeah, that's the reason why I love having you guys coming in. Getting some honest feedback, and we're super new, so
we're not going to tell you anything negative on the air,
but podcast cutoffs immediately.
Yes, exactly. That comes later.
Cutoffs immediately. Yeah, yeah. We're done.
No.
Most of our negative things is like we didn't get enough.
Right.
yes. No. This is definitely great, man. What should people expect when they come here? Like, what's the experience? What do you recommend people get first time here?
I think the first time, it's just, you know, as you guys see, the environment I'm trying to offer is just like very relaxed. And it's good. It should be a good spot. The idea is I want families, kids come in.
Yeah.
You know, just.
I mean, you made it beautiful, very lighting, like colorful or sprinkles like on the walls.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole point. I want people to go, like, I want to stay for a little bit, hang out. You know, I got four games. I have that swing chair. But essentially, I don't want people to come in, like, feel pressured to spend money. You can come in, buy a bubble tea, and just hang out with us all you want.
I know people are huge fans of bubble tea. I mean, that's definitely taken off in Rochester. I know Rochester's sometimes late to the game on things. Yeah. You know, living in New York, that's cutting edge. There's so many different cultures and, you know, nationalities represented. So whatever hits, it hits there first, and then we get it, like, 5 to 10 years later.
Yeah.
But that's okay. But, you know, now you're here and, you know, introducing new menu items to the area, which
is
great.
You know, especially more, you know, as you guys are native Rochester, you guys know that. You know, things like this in Henrietta's are a little bit more common.
Right.
You have Mochina over there. You have Tai Chi and stuff like that.
Sure.
But the reason why we would want to come to Webster was a big gamble for me. Actually, you know, I wasn't sure how people were going to react on the east side of the city. Because, like you guys said, you know, everything on my menu is pretty new to this area. But you know, the thing is, if people enjoy it, if they know what it is, then hopefully they'll come back. And so far I've got a lot of returning customers, which is a good sign for
that's
me.
Great.
That's great.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things too. It's like, if you get those return people, you know that they're probably telling other people about it too.
Of course.
That's how these things take off. I think it's a word of mouth.
Well, yeah,
you know, and we tell people, and it's like, we had a good experience, everything was delicious, go check it out. You know, it's about giving these places a chance too.
Of course.
And trying some new things that you never had before.
Yeah, just like I said, advice is, come in. You don't have to buy everything right off the bat on your first time. Just come in, look, you know, buy something that looks good to you, and if that's good, just come back and try something else.
Yes. I mean, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, great, man. Yeah, so you said you're the franchisee owner.
The master franchisee.
Master franchisee.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Come on. It's really that big.
It's really underselling.
Exactly,
yes. I'm sorry, Mike. He's like, give me that chicken back.
What's that quote? Was that from that movie, Put Some Respect to the Neighbor?
Yes.
Where's that from?
Oh, that was from a radio show. Wasn't that Juvenile?
Put Some Respect on My Name.
Put Some Respect on My Name.
Yes. One of the, I forget.
I'm glad the
first. One of those rappers.
I'm glad the first time I'm doing a podcast, I got to say that.
Yes. Excuse me, Mike. Yeah. So this is your place here, and you said that you own, you tell me.
Yep. So the whole emphasis on the master is the fact that we purchased not just an individual location.
Mm-hmm.
We bought out an entire area, and by that area I mean New York State.
Yeah.
So that gives me the flexibility and the availability to kind of, you know, structure the way that this business could be run or operated in the whole New York State.
Mm-hmm.
So I could open my own locations like this one, where I can sell the rights and franchise it to all the potential investors if they have the interest. So so that's kind of the big difference between
our
franchising.
Are you local, Mike?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Greece. I'm from the East Side originally, and I live downtown right now.
All
right,
nice.
So moved to Ohio for college, and lived in Boston for a couple years, and now I'm back.
What's your background? Are you second generation?
I'm second generation.
Yeah, all right, cool, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you Korean yourself?
No, I'm Chinese.
Chinese? Okay, cool.
I'm Chinese myself.
Did you grow up with a lot of these type of things? It's like a kind of like the street food type of
thing? Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like, I grew up visiting, going to Asia to visit
you
know, family and stuff like that. So, you know, street food and things like that is nothing new.
Sure.
I mean, we love this stuff. Like, that's
something
cheap, something like street food, like, it's super tasty, late night snack.
Right.
And, you know, then moving to Boston, when there's a huge presence of different cultures and a huge Chinatown.
Boston's
like,
a real city. Yeah.
Boston, you know,
sorry,
I guess.
Rochester.
Right, I guess.
you're getting there, but yeah.
I mean, I love Rochester, but, you know, I'm starting to really appreciate the city now.
Well,
but
when they have, like, you know, Rochester doesn't have, like, the towns, you know.
No,
where there's, like, you know, New York, there's, like, K-Town, and it's, like, Korean fried chicken and karaoke places,
there's
mostly.
Two
but,
That's all. Right. Yeah, there's two Chinatowns now.
Yes.
Two K-towns.
Half of San Francisco is Chinatown.
Right.
You know, like, there's places like that.
Even Baltimore doesn't have Chinatown. They got a Little Italy, just no Chinatown.
Rochester just has Gates, which
Gates.
Is... Gates. That's Little Italy for us.
Little, so, Gates spent support, that's our little Italy.
Yeah,
little Italy.
Greece a little bit. Yeah, definitely. Parts of Greece.
Yeah.
But, cool, man.
Yeah,
so when did you move to Rochester?
I moved back. So I moved back right before COVID. Yeah, so
right,
Jesus, don't like.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the worst timing of. So I want to do a career change, and I came home for to prep for that, and of course COVID hit, and then the whole shutdown and everything.
Yeah,
I was like, all right,
yeah.
The whole plan changed. All right.
Yeah.
So, kind of what's next? That type of question.
You know,
I mean?
we know so many. We've been doing this since COVID.
Since COVID, yeah.
The summer of 2020 is when we started this.
Oh, wow.
And we know so many businesses that launched during that time.
Mm-hmm.
That some made it, some didn't.
Yeah.
Some are still growing strong. But yeah, I mean, I admire people that definitely, you know, put their all into that, even during those, you know, most dire of circumstances.
Yeah.
So.
And that was kind of the point of this anyway, to like get people's names out, because 2020 was rough.
Yeah, God, that was rough.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're local too, so I can promote you.
Yes.
No, yeah, I'm not going anywhere now. And, you know, I'll part of the year. I'll be in Rogers for a good amount of time now.
Cool, man.
So.
Great. And then you got another location opening?
We do. Yeah, we have a second location out in Greece. So we wanted to. The idea is to maybe have four locations in Rochester.
Wow.
Now that we have one on the east side, I want to kind of go back to the roots and open one up on the west side.
Yeah.
So luckily, I was able to find a really good location. It's on Elmridge. It's in Elmridge Plaza.
Oh, okay.
So right across from what's that country club? Ridgemont Country Club.
Okay. Ridgemont. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where Cataletta is, right?
Yes.
Cataletta?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah,
I am right across, like. I'm facing Cataletta. We're in that little square.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's a couple of, like...
you know where Refresh, the juice bar?
There used to be a restaurant, Chinese restaurant, Chinatown.
I'm not right next to it.
Really?
I'm right next
to it. You remember Chinatown?
I do remember
Chinatown.
How old
are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I live in...
We're close, yeah.
We live off
not
of
Chris,
that...
Not Chris, though. He's old.
Yeah, I'm old. Yeah,
you couldn't tell, though. You can't tell.
No. Nobody can tell.
He looks great. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
He looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
This is exactly like my job. This conversation.
I'm looking older lately. Just
well, you got a kid now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Lack of sleep.
The lack of sleep.
36. I'm hitting 36
you're
right now.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Exactly. But yeah, yeah. So yeah, Chinatown, we used to go to all the time. That was like, I don't know if everybody's like this, but we have like one Chinese restaurant that we would go to consistently.
Yeah.
And it was like, that was ours and we loved it, man. Yeah.
We used to live off of that plaza. Like we used to have Sam's Clubs right there.
Right.
Walmart
right.
And then Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And that was the best plaza, I grew up there.
It's really, it's made a comeback. There's a lot going on there. They got the trampoline park over there, which could be good because it's drawing a lot of children, younger people over there.
Kids love Chinese.
Well, they love
mochi
nuts.
Yeah,
mochi donuts, definitely.
Yeah, the sweets, you know.
Yeah. So that's great, man. Yeah. So when are we looking for that?
So right now that's under renovation.
Yeah.
So I like to have that open by before summer. So mid May.
Cool.
Mid May
cool.
June.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect.
That sounds great.
So
well, we gotta visit that one too. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Cool. Well, now you guys got options. You gotta go back and forth.
Yes. I mean, I don't live. Yeah. Greece is a little far from me, but I love Cataletta, so it's worth the trip.
Yeah.
Have you been over there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love that spot.
We love Tony D's.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the same owner.
Tony
so.
D's. I feel like I mentioned.
You've been there a couple of times since they moved.
Yeah.
Right?
So I live probably. You know, walkable.
Yes.
You're right down. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So like 2 minutes away from there, which is perfect and also a little dangerous sometimes.
It is dangerous.
We don't go that often, but it's great. It definitely is. But Cataletta, it's too far. I wish that was closer, honestly, because I could go for one of those things.
I believe he's doing that.
Yeah.
I think Jay is. There's a space right across from Tony D's that was vacant for a while. I think he's turning that into a sandwich lunch spot.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, man. I hope that's true. Yeah.
Well, you get to gain that 15 pounds back.
There you go. Yes. Yeah. I'll be happy. I'll be all good.
But, yeah, that's the goal. I think that's
cool,
the concept.
Cool.
Same concept, but just next door from Tony D's.
Yeah. That'd be exciting.
Good, yeah.
That would be very good.
Yeah.
I love the sandwich, you know, especially those ones. They're huge and really well done.
Yeah.
Anything else we're eating today?
Oh yeah, so I got croffles coming up. So the croissant,
croffles.
Waffles.
Yeah, I was gonna go to the gym after this. So I'm gonna have to space things out.
I'm supposed to do capoeira after this.
Yeah,
so.
He's gonna be spinning around.
Yeah, upside down.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
I don't know, man.
You were like, hey, guys, if I look, if I start looking green, like my hat, you know?
Yeah, just push me out to the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez. But no, I'll go easy on you guys. So I got a couple crumbles coming, and just want you guys to try our homemade macarons, and I think that should... And I'll bring a donut out for you guys.
Yeah, we got to try.
Even though you guys had it before, so.
Yeah.
I haven't had. Yeah.
You haven't had it yet?
I haven't had.
Oh, God,
no.
All right.
Really?
Yeah, the funny thing is that I always thought they looked like pacifiers, you know? Like, they kind of
have, yeah.
You know?
So, you know what?
I got babies on the brain. Listen,
yeah.
But, yeah.
So, I've got movies on the mind because I always said it looked
you
like,
got
you
what
know
on
the bracelet from Black Panther?
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That makes sense.
See, we got different headspaces. Yeah. You're thinking comic books, and I'm thinking
babies.
But well, Mike, man, it was great talking with you. I appreciate you guys,
man,
you know,
fun.
You having us, and we're enjoying everything here. We'll be posting photos and video of everything we tried.
Fantastic.
And, you know, come on down. What's the address here?
1900 Empire Boulevard.
Okay.
So Baytown Plaza.
Right in Baytown Plaza.
Right.
And on social media?
It's DonutChew_Rochester. Instagram,
Rochester.
Facebook, all that.
Great. Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you guys for having me, man.